the true nature of mind is then beyond these two stages, namely being bound or fettered by obscuring states, or being free from the bondage of obscuring states, since both phenomena and individuals are essenceless.
Teta nelok ju tondo chu kanyang nelok ju tondo tondam nelok ju tondo tondambar yang dambar chu kanyang kunyong dan namzang su churpa meba tebe na chu kanyang kunyong nyong momba dan namzang su churpa meba meba tebe na jumtsin tise na detar chak so kunyong so docha dan hedang dan docha kontro tumok so kunyong so kunyong nyong momba cho pewe trakwa meba tang teba zunru hirap so namzang Teba zunru hirap so namzanga so perve ngajar do churpa mide. Trakpar sawa kanga trakpar sawa tang ngajar do sebe ye ma mengba so. Tra na trakpar sawa ye ma drupa se na trakpar sawa ya ma re. Ngajar do sawa ye ma mengba se na tene ngajar sawa ya ma re. Tra ya ta ngajar sawa nika ya ma.
So, in terms of the way things truly are, ultimate truth, then phenomena, there is not a single phenomenon that would change in terms of essence or nature, in that it would be altered or affected by either obscuring states or enlightening states. In this way, one need not fear obscuring states such as attachment, anger, and ignorance. One need not fear that these obscuring states will increase, since ultimately, in terms of the way things truly are, phenomena are not affected by obscuring states. Also, there is no reason to take pride in enlightening states, in enlightening or enlightened qualities that one may have developed, such as devotion, diligence, knowledge, and so on. And in this way, one then relinquishes, as with this understanding as a basis, one then relinquishes fear of obscuring states and pride in enlightening states, understanding that there is no real point of reference in relation to which one develops either fear or pride. So in this way, these negative states are eliminated.
Kunyong dang namzang ge so de ju jing. Trakpata ngajar sebar mide, trakpar sawata ngajar sebe yem amegse.
So if one considers obscuring states and enlightening states, it's then understood that fear of obscuring states and pride in enlightening states are meaningless, in that there is understanding of that there is no real or actual basis for either of these two.
Ta kunyong ju so pen nan do cha hye dang tomok so la trakpar savata magava savakaya yo mare jumsen karasena tini docha hedang tomok so la ngo me bare ngo me besena tini traya kaya mare
so one then understands from this that there is no need for fear of obscuring states such as attachment, aversion, ignorance, and so on. One need not fear these obscuring states since they are essenceless, insubstantial, and unreal. Now, if one dreams of an enemy and one is aware of that one is dreaming, at that point one will not develop fear of this enemy, knowing that it's only an appearance in a dream that has no essence, no reality.
Malango mahi bakavs a drala tra digere, dang digere, tra digere, te, ranga namdo trabare, namdo koran orare.
Whereas if there is no recognition of the dream for what it is, then fear, hatred, and so on will be felt towards the enemy one dreams of, since one has no awareness of that the enemy one dreams of. Lack inherent existence has no essence, no reality.
Taking the Melange, Ta, Ze, Tom, Te, Togur Sola,
Ta, Ze, Tom, Treason,
Treason, the Tremong Sele, Polier, Tom Ravager, Te, Yovichans, Tom, the Ravager, Treason, Tom, the Ravager, Polier, Sang Solier,
the Dom Senator.
Tom has a near Tom.
That is Yeva, say much in the country.
They ever say poor Yerisla. Poor the teacher to the Hako. Malabia, ta, ze, tom, te, dor. Dor,
dor, de, doctor, sing
with a red, to dor. Togdor, togdor, sing a la sopa. Malatana. Malam, oh, here, then, Jia, try a jumpsy. Your mother, call him, oh, your mother. This and a jumpsy and kind of mother. More my hina, Dicta chair, Chevy Yure, Dicta Chevy Jimsinte, Rang Nando, Norway Jimsin, Dicta Chevra Mato, your Koranga Mon and Dicta Che, Gubba Jimsin, Kaya Yama.
Now one may dream of animals such as tigers, leopards, bears. Then there is a certain type of bear that is found in Tibet. I don't know the English name for it. Anyway, poisonous snakes, lions, and so on. If one is aware of that one is only dreaming, one will have no fear when dreaming of these animals, knowing that they are essenceless, knowing that they are not real, only an animal in a dream. Whereas if the opposite takes place, namely that one is not aware of that one is dreaming, at that point one will feel fear towards the appearance in the dream of any of these animals. Now that fear then comes about due to misconceiving the dream, not being aware of the nature of the dream. So it's a mistaken state of mind that is the basis or source, basis for or source of that fear.
Mo maybe sena ye goya da tra goya da jipata trapa zo goya da magava zo goya da dang goya kaya yo mare te mina yang nam ton torte dene dongata nyamon la denbar hinte jiki dongata nyamon la jipata trapa da magava jiki yore.
Similarly, in the waking state, When experiencing suffering, conflicting emotions, misconceptions about reality, and so on, one need not fear these obscuring states. One need not feel aversion towards these states, since, as was said, they lack reality. They are like the appearances in a dream. It is when conceptual mind takes these experiences to be real and solid, to have reality, that fear or aversion is developed.
Malam jen korwa ngowe ma doba yin to malam jen korwa malam jen kapte malam jen korwa are kordu gado malam jen korwa ngowe ma doba yin to korwa ngowe ma doba la trakpar sabata megara zoka ya kanya ya marite yin yang nam don trote denbar yin de tini trakere.
Milam
ge korang ngowu ma dropa jinto da Milam ge korang ngowu ma dropa re 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 ngowu ma dropa re ngowu ma dropa te yin to chitan korang me na tra goya ge goya khan yo mare te tene nam to thor te ta jik pa tang trak pa che gyo re jik ta che gyo re
now samsaric appearances, one need not fear samsaric appearances in a dream, as these samsaric dream appearances have no reality. Similarly, one need not fear samsaric appearances experienced in the waking state, since they, just as the samsaric appearances in a dream, lack reality, lack inherent existence. In this way, or therefore, fear of samsaric appearances or experiences need not develop. It is due to conceptual mind taking these samsaric appearances to exist as real entities that fear develops. So it is due to a mistaken or ignorant state of mind that fear of samsaric appearances or dislike of samsaric appearances come about.
Naja sebe meba junchen karasana namzang phirwa mepe ngaja zoya yomare karasana namzang sejete semje nelok lowon thurbe thama seba sanje re lowon thurbe thama se ne yang semje nelok la cheron roya yomare yaron roya yomare cheron roya da yaron roya gan phirwa yomare te mebe se na tene ngaja zoya yang kayama.
Then one need not develop pride in an enlightened state, in that an enlightened state relates to the true nature of mind, where all accidental stains have been relinquished and the true nature of mind has been as a result actualized or realized. Now, the true nature of mind never increases. It always remains the same, as we saw yesterday. Therefore, there is no reason for one to develop pride in relation to such a state.
Karasana semje nelok semje nelok waisa dirhi nyingbute chujolende yapare. Chujolende sikete Juya meba da juya meba re. Juya meba da juya meba yinbese na, dene san jeba kapsu yang, semjin je semjin nelo kang yinba te, lan je kapsu yang, daga re, nrebu kapsu yang te re te, ya juya yo ma re, yang juya yang yo ma re, jujo lin de bese na, dene ngajar zo ya kanya yo.
So there is no need for developing pride in that the true nature of mind, the luminous mind or the Buddha nature, can never be affected or altered. As was said yesterday, it's unchanging, it always remains the same. It is the same during the stage of an ordinary sentient being as during the stages of path and fruition. The true nature of mind can never be altered or changed. Always, it always remains the same.
Tenyang jo lama lage, semje rang yin, wo sar kang yin ba, tena nam ka yin dan jo me de song bar. Jo lama le, maya na utara, tena khestra. Semje rang yin wo sa le, semje rang yin wo sa, kang yin ba, tena nam ka yin dan jo me de song bar. Semje rang yin am, semje ne lo, rang yin wo sa, te nam ka yin dan jo ra me par tena song bar.
Now, in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, it has been said that the nature of mind, the luminous mind, is unchanging like space. It never changes. It always remains the same.
Tene te tardo semje ne lo rangye vaisa la njurva.
There is no reason for pride in an enlightened state, that is a state relating to the true nature of mind, luminous mind, since, as was said, the true nature of mind always remains the same. It can never be altered or affected by anything. It never changes. So in terms of this enlightened state, there is no increase of qualities, thus of good qualities. Thus, there is no reason for developing pride in relation to this state.
Naja meba yino, then it trapa meba tang, matrapa tangaja meba lasinja malopare.
So, understanding these two stages, namely not developing fear of obscuring states and not taking pride in enlightened states, understanding these two in an unmistaken way is then the ninth and tenth points. In relation to an unmistaken practice of vipassana, superior insight.
Tenen korwa la denbar hinte, korwa la denbar hinte, tanda korwa deva la denbar hinte, korwa la mata na, te trakpa mepa la mata bare, te mata bare, sinje lo bare.
Now,
Korbe deva la denpa rikhinte donga la mata na mata parete ina ya mata pate sinje lo pare.
Korbe deva la denpa shente korbe donga la mata
pate sinje lo. Oh re te re. Korbe deva la denpa rikhinte wanga donga la tra ma ikhi na
mata pare. Deva la khinte. Donga la ginyam yong me pare.
Re re ha ma gona ta kye ma ikhi vare wa. Re re.
Yang mena tevate devenyam yung de dunga tu gyurgyo pa hamago
mo tiru chena de
den da pore vela
ta tela re ben de hin ram da ja ju
me chi la
re re re
tene
chora jera deva chala denbar hin de denbar hin ba wang ke tene tanda dunga denbar ma do pa marogo devate denbar madoba mahite dongala mata na tene te mata bare te inaya sinje lok mata bare dekhsone
la re ine la korwe deva la denbar shene tene korwe dongala mata pa reisong nga
no re re tendo yero dikin ba deva la denbar kin dongala mata
bare ah nanangi kandri yo yante la sengi windo ga
kade
tene korve dungal la matra pathe dungal nyam nyong me pa dungal gi nyam nyong me pa la tene matra pare ve
nyam nyong me pa la tene de matra ba mare te nyam nyong yo na ya nyam nyong te jum tin je tra ma
shi me na de va la yang ne dungal la matra
pare re re yang na de va la yang wa re yang na dunga je nyam nyong te dunga to mo ma chi pare
me jan wa de ken
Korva dejei la hin. Dejei la hin ba wange dejei te denbar mepar mato. Korva deva te denbar mepar mato ba wange teni yang donga ngo maki. Njurva donga maki se na digre. Njurva donga maki te mata na mata ba re te mata ba te Sinje log matapre. Rava.
So there may be a situation where one does not have any fear of samsaric suffering. In that one is unaware of suffering. Now one may be in happy circumstances. These circumstances one takes to be real. One is not aware of that these happy circumstances will at one point or another change into suffering or pain. Therefore, one does not fear samsaric suffering. Now, that absence of fear of samsaric suffering is based on a mistaken state of mind. It is not the type of absence of fear of obscuring states mentioned in the text. It is based on a mistaken state of mind and therefore not correct.
Mata basinje loga mata pate tele do te ta gang takpar sabe donga takpar sabe yor donga ngobu meba ta trakpa buddha ngobu ngobu mata pe jumsin chi mata na tene Mata pate sinje malo pare. Manorva mata pare.
Lack of fear of obscuring states should be based on an unmistaken understanding, as was said, where there is understanding of that what one fears, namely suffering, and the person, oneself, fearing that suffering, both are essenceless, insubstantial and unreal. If there is such understanding, then there is a correct understanding in relation to relinquishing fear of obscuring states.
Tene ngaja meba te sinje malopa malopa te loba nyerwa sinje lote tene ngara nanjer pa mayin bala nga nanjer pa yin kanla nga nanjer pa yin nga yin ti chim bu yin samne ngaja zona te sinje loga ngaja re nanjer pa mayin pa yin do ngara nanjer pa yin sane yin le che pa ta pa pa yin samne tene te sinje loga ngaja re kang Send the nail of the king in Boyabar, my hine, ငါကြမယ်ပါစင်ကြမှာလို့ပါတယ်အခုဆိုရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရယ်ရ
how if one has no pride because one is a person who has no self-confidence in thinking that I would never be able to attain realization of the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, having no self-confidence in being able to do so, since there is no understanding of that the Buddha nature is present within oneself and all other sentient beings. Lack of pride mentioned in the text does not relate to lack of pride in that context, because that lack of pride is based on a mistaken understanding. Lack of pride should be based on an unmistaken understanding, where one has understood that the true nature of mind is beyond both increase and decrease. It never changes, it always remains the same.
Dene ngaja mepala sinje malo patang dama mepala sinje malo patang ngaja mepala sinje malo pa te yona dene landong tikpa jembu lola landong dami to bi hirap jeta pare.
So if there is lack of fear and lack of pride based on an unmistaken understanding, then one will be able to practice vipassana or superior insight in the context of the Mahayana correctly.
Tena lantong gomba kapso dhamma mepa lasinje malo padang ngaja mepa lasinje malo patawa te tembar se lekpar tembar se yang takpar tembar se yang ni yang de tembar se de se gomgo re se gomna lantong dhammi to pichirap jegre.
Whenever one practices vipassana, superior insight, one should start out contemplating these two viewpoints in relation to lack of fear of obscuring states and lack of pride in enlightened states. And in this way, one's practice of vipassana will be based on an unmistaken understanding and therefore correct.
Tene sinje malo ba chue goni landong dogwe ba sena landong dogwa la thamke ba gogre ma to ochok jamna phenge mare hyok jamna yang phenge mare ochok japa yangna hyok japa samji phenge mare thamke ba gogre.
So when one practices vipassana, superior insight, as was said, one's practice must be based on an unmistaken understanding in relation to these 10 points that have been taught. From this one can see that there is no point in being pushy when practicing, making a lot of efforts for no reason. One should be skillful and base one's practice on an unmistaken understanding, as has been explained.
Dina lantong te sinja malo bacho ye goni sinja malo bacho hiba goni tene kam khepa goni kale kale dogogre.
So one's practice should proceed slowly, being based on an unmistaken understanding in relation to these 10 points.
Then,
So as was said, one practices slowly in the way described. There is no point in forcing oneself, thinking that I must quickly attain wisdom which realizes the lack of inherent existence in both individuals and phenomena. If one forces oneself, it may only result in an agitated and disturbed state of mind. So as was said, one should be skillful in one's practice and proceed slowly. Now, if one wants to be a secretary and one wants to achieve this goal quickly, one may be very extreme and force oneself to do the necessary studies without sleeping, for example, for a whole week. Now, that may only result in that one gets sick and upset and one will not achieve anything. If one, on the other hand, is skillful in the necessary studies and
proceeds,
so in the Mahayana, or in the context of the Mahayana, there is what is referred to as unparalleled practice, that is unparalleled in that one applies oneself to practice throughout very, very long periods of time. As was said, in the Mahayana, one practices throughout very long periods of time. In order to attain Buddhahood, being motivated by loving kindness and compassion for sentient beings. So, simultaneously with one's practice that will result in one's attaining Buddhahood, one accomplishes the welfare of beings. So great bodhisattvas then that practice throughout very long periods of time then make aspiration prayers that they will be able to serve sentient beings and in this way accomplish their welfare. So as a result of such aspiration prayers, these bodhisattvas, when practicing the path, are able to accomplish the welfare of others, and when attaining fruition, or having attained fruition, that is Buddhahood, they continue to work for the benefit of others until samsara has been emptied.
So,
So this then completes this teaching, which explained the ninth and tenth points in relation to one's practice of vipassana being based on an unmistaken understanding.
Tene chara so sanon tangho deva dona ten gonda chuso jeba lerwa jeba la trava chura ya.
So you can then think about the meaning of what has been taught, and then if you have questions about what was taught, you can ask these during the session at 8 o'clock.